With Montana News, I'm Freddie Monatis. Missoula employees will now be able to take 6 weeks of paid maternity leave. The City Council yesterday approved a measure to grant paid leave effective immediately. Previously, staff used sick leave or vacation time for pregnancy-related medical leave. All female employees who have been employed for at least 90 days are eligible. Council members say they plan to revisit pregnancy-related leave in the future and possibly add an additional 6 weeks and equal time for partners of pregnant women or adopting couples. Medical experts say a mother needs 12 weeks to care for the newborn. A state lawmaker who was found to have accepted illegal corporate campaign contributions has appealed his $68,000 fine to the Montana Supreme Court. Republican Representative Art Wittig of Bozeman filed the appeal Thursday and posted a $105,000 bond so that he does not have to pay his fine until the appeal is complete. In April, jurors found Wittig violated campaign finance laws during his 2010 state Senate campaign by accepting nearly $20,000 in in-kind contributions from the National Right to Work Committee. A Republican state lawmaker has filed a wrongful discharge lawsuit, alleging his refusal to support certain bills during the 2015 legislature got him fired from a sales job he'd held for more than 15 years. Representative Randy Pinocchi's lawsuit says the Montana Contractors Association urged him to vote for bills he did not support that would have resulted in state government spending on construction projects. The November 14 lawsuit alleges the association contacted Advanced Litho Printing in Great Falls and demanded Pinocchi be removed as their salesman. He said he lost the account and was fired in December. MCA Executive Director Kerry Hegerberg told the Great Falls Tribune he was not aware of the lawsuit and declined comment. Officials with the printing firm were not immediately available for comment. A 92-year-old man casting one of Montana's electoral votes has been criticized for his comments about gay people. The Billings Gazette reports elector Dennis Scranton suggested in a 2010 Facebook conversation that gay people should be hanged. When Scranton spoke to the newspaper on Monday, it wasn't clear whether he remembered the Facebook comments. Scranton also misstated his age twice and offered two different versions of how he became an elector. He didn't back away from his opinion about gay Montanans, however, saying he was raised with good morals and didn't hear of anyone being gay until he joined the U.S. Navy. State GOP Chairman Jeff Esman says the remarks don't represent the Republican Party.
We are where we are. People that find his remarks objectionable, which I think is most people, are going to continue to feel that way. And 3 months from now, I doubt this will be remembered.
Esman says being an elector is a ceremonial function. The executive director of the Montana Democratic Party, Nancy Keenan, released a statement saying, quote, "With Congressman Zinke and Senator Daines at the top, it's become a troubling pattern for the leaders of the Republican Party to defend small tent values that hurt Montanans, threaten jobs and our economy, and jeopardize the rights and freedoms we must never take for granted," close quote. Montana's Medicaid expansion program got a progress report today from an oversight committee of lawmakers and healthcare professionals. While the state's uninsured rate continues to drop, the job services aspect of the HALP Act isn't doing as well as supporters had hoped. Corn Cates Carney reports.
61,000 Montanans are now covered through the Medicaid expansion narrowly passed by lawmakers in 2015.
The HALP Act on the Medicaid expansion side has been a raging Cajun success.
John Goodnow is the CEO of the HELP Act Oversight Committee. He's also the CEO of Benefis Health System in Great Falls. Goodnow says the job services component of the law needs to improve. Right now, about 10% of new HELP Act enrollees connect with Montana labor officials for the voluntary job training program. Fewer complete the training. It's largely because of the workforce program that Republicans supported the Medicaid expansion, hoping it would provide job skills for enrollees that would lead them to eventually not needing government assistance. Montana Department of Labor and industry officials agreed during Tuesday's meeting to create a list of 10 ways to improve the workforce program of the HELP Act. Oversight Committee Chair John Goodnow says the committee will also keep an eye on what President-elect Donald Trump does in his first 100 days of office. The Affordable Care Act, which Trump has at times called for repealing and replacing, funds Montana's Medicaid expansion. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.
Federal Homeland Security officials say Montana residents won't be allowed to use their driver's license to access military bases, power plants, and federal facilities starting January 30th. And unless the state commits to meeting the requirements of driver's license rules under the Federal Real ID Act, its residents will need another form of identification to board commercial aircrafts in 2018. Alan Burson and Philip McNamara of the Department of Homeland Security sent Governor Steve Bullock a letter today rejecting the governor's request to delay implementation of the 2005 federal law. The state legislature voted in 2007 not to comply with the federal law over concerns of federal overreach and that personal information could be breached. Bullock and Attorney General Tim Fox say Montana licenses are secure. Federal officials are proposing one of the largest ever projects to remove juniper trees to protect habitat for imperiled sage grouse. The U.S. Bureau of Land Management announced yesterday that it's taking public comments through January 3rd on the plan to eliminate trees from 940 square miles in southwest Idaho. Experts say juniper trees have expanded to displace sagebrush, needed by the bird in many places in the West due to fire suppression efforts and other human activities. Experts say the Idaho project could offer insights into how to deal with juniper forests that have sprung up in western states in the last century. A medical marijuana advocacy group is trying to undo a mistake in a voter-approved medical marijuana ballot initiative that delays dispensaries from reopening for 8 months. The Montana Cannabis Industry Association today asked District Judge James Reynolds of Helena to rule that the initiative to lift a 3-patient limit on medical marijuana providers should be effective immediately. Attorney Bruce Fredrickson says he expects the amended lawsuit to be filed within days. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Freddie Monatis.